Well, last year, a group of Indigenous organisations teamed up to create the Northern Australia Aboriginal Kakadu Plum Alliance. Its members are spread out across the north from the Kimberley coast near Broome to Menengreta in Arnhem Land. By working together, they hope to improve the supply of Kakadu plums to customers and create a significant industry. The Alliance recently met up in Darwin, so to get an update on how the Alliance is tracking, I had a chat to Leela Limbadja from Menengreta and Pat Torres from Broome.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great opportunity for us who are working in the native food industry to get together and share stories and common learnings and find out what is going on so that we can improve our future for our families. Yeah, so it's going great. We're getting that level of support there that normally as an individual working in the business you wouldn't have access to.
Strength in numbers is a bit of the idea behind it. And yes. Are you already seeing that, even though it is early days?
Of course, because you can share common strategies for going forward, or having us as a group, we get to have standardised kind of learnings, or knowing about things like the tax rules and being introduced to concepts like benefit sharing, where in the past, it's been an open slather for people just take and not really involve us.
Yep.
So having an alliance means you get a bit more group support and strength.
If you could dream big, what do you hope this association could achieve in this year, 2019?
Well, I think the biggest thing for all of us is finding the right markets and having ethical and moral sort of partners so that we can go forward where everybody is participating and getting something out of it. I've been in the industry 30 years and there's been some terrible shonky things that have happened to us because we don't have access to the legal issues or the infrastructure support or investment, opportunities. So having a group like this means that you can pool all that knowledge together and then it gets fed out and shared amongst the group that needs it.
And do you feel this is the group to finally crack it? I mean, how many stories have been done about Kakadu plum, the superfood, and there's heaps of demand, but it always seems to...
30 years, Australia's been dealing with the Kakadu plum and it's gone overseas, but very little Aboriginal involvement. So this NACPA brings in Aboriginal people to be the managers and owners of the industry. Native foods is our business. It's our cultural business because we have totems that relate to it. We have dreaming stories. We have that handed down traditional knowledge that's been going for thousands of generations. And we have identities connected to it. I'm named after a bush tucker.
Right.
Mummagen is actually what they call Mimisops elengi. It's a little red berry that grows along the coast. So we have personal connections, very strong connections, and many of those stories have got proper painting for body, songs and ritual, dances, ancient stories. We say Bugarigara in our country, which means those very, very early stories where creation happened and why those plants and animals exist in our environment because of those early, early ancient stories. And our people lived on this land and knew how to live it. The general person tried to get out in the bush and survive, find it a bit hard, whereas our mob know our country.
Yeah.
We know our species. We know the seasons. We know what is a poison, what is a medicine, what is a fruit. And all that knowledge comes to us today where we can actually use our traditional knowledge to make business so that our families' futures are improve drastically. It connects with us so many ways. It improves our health. It continues our culture. So it has many good things going for it.
We're joined this afternoon by Leela, who is from Menengreta. Leela, what are some of your earliest memories of picking Kakadu plum? I think you call it billy goat plum up where you're from.
Yeah, billy goat plum that was just fresh, and I was looking at them kids, like families, that was taking it, them to take away, like they just got sick and they had rheumatic heart disease and, you know, like they were going in and out, like from hospital. So I was just helping them, like for kids and families, like to eat bush food and fresh meat and...
So you were like, noticing local foods, bush tucker, was like allowing food, people to be more healthier.
Yeah, to be more healthier. And, you know, because bush food, it make us healthy. And if we have sickness to our body, it can help us to be clean, wash our body out and all that. And that's how, like, I wanted to help all the kids and people, like, don't know to make their own bush food. Mm.
So you've enjoyed teaching the younger generation about plum and other bush tucker.
And
you're a part of this Northern Australia Aboriginal Kakadu Plum Alliance.
Yeah.
What's it been like working with groups from as far away as Broome and the Kimberley?
Well, it's good. Like, I think it's been a little bit good for me and learning different things, like they gave me and them powder, like for washing my face.
Oh, right. Did it have some Kakadu plum in
it?
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, oh, this is good. I've got to try it one.
Men and Greta could do that, couldn't they? And I guess that's what this is all about, isn't it, Pat? Sort of sharing ideas.
Looking for ways to make micro-business.
Yep.
It helps when you know a way. You know your own information from your country, and you know whether it's used as a soap or a medicine or a food.
Mm.
So if we can then make business from that, it gives us a chance to improve our living conditions for our family and the cultural continuity, and handing down the knowledge to the younger ones, which makes them strong.
And also by working together in ways, you guarantee supply. I mean, it's such a geographical spread between Broome to up at the top of the Arnhem Land coast. Mm. So I guess that's a big part of this as well, isn't it?
Yeah, because you have China asking for 100 tonnes, and nowhere in Australia at the moment can we produce 100 tonnes. But the idea of doing plantations where you're using enrichment strategies in the natural forest helps to guarantee supply. So people want to do it sustainably. We don't want to kill our forests by taking too much.
And so on the topic of supply, WA, the Kimberley, what sort of season has it been like for Kakadu plum, Gubbinj?
Yeah, well, talking to the groups that have mainly been involved in it, like we have the Alliance, which represents about five different corporations. And then there are other people who also do Gubbinj that are not in part of the Alliance. So the latest figures is we did 11 tonnes this season. I've been involved in the industry.
And is that pretty good for the region?
That's very good because I've been involved in the industry for 30 years and 10 tonnes has been the average for us. I know we can probably get 20 tonnes if we pushed and picked every tree and every person got involved. But a lot of the issues for us is having a buyer. No sense getting all this fruit and then it's sitting in your fridges for a long time.
Yeah.
So having that, even though they keep saying it's a supply issue, well, sometimes it's a lack of buyers.
Right.
Or not knowing who will buy off us because they go to the eastern states and they get other species, for example.
Okay. Is it easy to explain roughly where the plum from the Kimberley is going right now?
Into what
sort of markets?
Basically food and the superfood industry, which where it goes into powder forms. I know that people are making essences and powders and putting it into cosmetics. We've got our own little small businesses starting up with soaps and candles and bush oils and things like that over in the side of our on the West Australian side.
Yep.
But yeah, majority is being pushed into nutraceuticals, I think, and the superfood industry.
And is the harvest almost done in WA?
For us, most of the harvest has been done, but we've had late rains this year, so we've got flowers on the trees again. And as long as the cyclone coming our way is not going to knock off all the trees and the fruit and the flowers, We might have a second picking.
Right.
If the climate's good.
And in the Northern Territory, Leela, things are about to get underway. How is the plum season looking out where you are at Maningrida?
I think it's good, sometimes.
It's been a bad wet season up where you are, but it hasn't affected the plum trees?
No.
They're doing well?
Doing really well, and sometimes I checked in to get them healthy, put them in a bag.
Well, all the best with the harvest ahead for you and the community there, Leela. And thank you to you and Pat for coming in today. I know you've got to head off to a Kakadu Plum Alliance meeting, so thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.